Good evening, folks. This is The Weird Part, and I am your host, Vincent Trewell. Tonight we're going to be discussing the subject of giant skeletons in Wisconsin. There is a significant amount of documentation of anomalous human remains being found at multiple times and multiple locations in the state of Wisconsin. This topic cannot be covered in all of its complexity in its entirety, but I do want to raise some issues and propose some theories. And I think that you'll find it an interesting topic. First, I would like to start with some newspaper coverage. The first article comes from no less a source than the New York Times, December 20th, 1897. And I can absolutely verify that this is a real New York Times story. I have a subscription to the New York Times, and one of the reasons I have that is to access the archives. And this was front page news, December 20th, 1897. The lead is Wisconsin Mound Opened. And it goes on to say, skeleton found of a man over 9 feet high with an enormous skull. Maple Creek, Wisconsin, December 19th, the previous day. One of the three recently discovered mounds in this town has been opened. The skeleton of a man of gigantic size. The bones measured from head to foot over 9 feet and were in a fair state of preservation. The skull was as large as a half bushel measure. Some finely tempered rods of copper and other relics were lying near the bones. The mound from which these relics were taken is 10 feet high and 30 feet long, and varies from 6 to 8 feet in width. The two mounds of lesser size will be excavated soon. I should probably mention at this point, and it kind of slipped my mind, but for those listeners who are not intimately aware of the history of Wisconsin, which is probably a couple people out there. Okay, it's almost everybody. But the mounds they're referring to are what are called effigy mounds. And they are all over the state of Wisconsin. And they were built by the Native Americans prior to colonization. And approximately 80% were destroyed just as a matter of doing business when Wisconsin became part of the United States and became a territory, and from there on, the vast majority of mounds were destroyed. But the mounds they're referring to are the sacred effigy mounds of the Native American people in Wisconsin at the time. So the first story of giant bones that I have come across was New York Times, 1897. The next comes from the Eau Claire Leader Telegram, July 19th, 1906. The lead simply says, find skeleton of giant, but it goes on to some significant detail that in the city of Trempealeau, workers who were, well, let me go specifically into the article itself and provide a direct quote. Well-preserved implements are dug up in the city of Trempealeau, and the specifics are excavators removing soil for a new sidewalk a half block south of Main Street, uncovered what is believed to have been a mound builder, also some well-preserved stone implements, weapons, pottery, and an oven, presumably of prehistoric origin. Ernest Bright made the discovery. He saw part of a skull protruding from the damp earth, and after digging a few feet below the surface, the spinal column and other bones were found. Trempealeau citizens say the bones are either those of an Indian of unusual size or of a mound builder, which archaeological researchers have proved lived in the vicinity of Trempealeau. The latter theory is more generally accepted because of the array of stone implements found with the bones. A clay oven was found embedded in the dirt. Many dishes of a brackish cast and made of a peculiar stone were also found. It's worth noting what the paper says there, drawing a distinction between an Indian of unusual size and a mound builder. This goes back to an archaic theory that the people that built the mounds were not the Native American indigenous people who were there at the time of the French colonization and later the American taking over of Indian land. That some other people, presumably European people, had built the mounds. That is a discarded and obviously racist theory. The Ho-Chunk Nation of Native Americans built a lot of the mounds, and other nations, all of whom were Native American and indigenous people, built the mounds in Wisconsin. There was no other group of mound builders. But let's note that and set that to the side, that this is reported in a very mainstream local paper and is treated as a completely normal thing that happens. And look at the circumstances. This wasn't an expedition of archaeologists to open up this mound and find what's in there and carefully take apart each piece. They were just building a road and happened to find human bones and artifacts and just basically throw them to the side and keep going. That was a lot of the mentality that was going on in Wisconsin for many, many years. So just duly noted, that's how things worked. I put worked in the past tense. We'll get to why that's actually a mistake, and that's still the way things work. Human remains not given a huge priority when they get in the way of building something important or digging up the minerals that lie beneath whatever is in the mound. My final newspaper report comes from the La Crosse Tribune, May 3rd, 1912, and it reads, "Giant human skeletons found at Lake Delavan, Wisconsin. Examination of skull tends to strengthen Darwin theory of evolution." Goes on to say, "The discovery of several peculiar skeletons of human beings while excavating a mound at Lake Delavan this week may furnish evidence to substantiate the Darwin theory that man is the descendant of monkey, or prove that a heretofore unknown race of men once inhabited southern Wisconsin. Information of the characteristics of this race was brought to Madison today by attorney Maurice Morrissey of Delavan, who came here to attend a meeting of the Republican State Central Committee meeting last night. Curator Charles E. Brown of the State Historical Museum will make an investigation of discoveries within a few days. Upon opening one large mound at Lake Lawn Farm last fall, 18 skeletons were discovered by the Phillips brothers. Little attention was given the bones, and the elements soon turned the skeletons into a friable mass. When another mound was opened a few days ago, however, the excavators were struck by the peculiar facial characteristics. The heads, presumably those of the men, are very much larger than any race which inhabit America today. From directly over the eye socket, the head slopes straight back and the nasal bones protrude far above the cheekbones. The jaw bones are so long and pointed that, in looking at the inanimate frame, one is struck with its minute resemblance to the head of the monkey. That alone is interesting in multiple ways. One, the casualness with which 18 skeletons were found and then just left to the elements until they were destroyed. And the fact that the interpretation that the article provides and that, you know, learned men found at the time was that these skeletons of giants supported the theory of evolution. I bring that up because if you start looking into the subject of giant skeletons, skeletons of giants that are found throughout the United States, much of the United States, a lot of the sources tend to be Christian fundamentalists who want evidence to back up theories of the Nephilim and the giants in the earth that are described in the book of Genesis. Here, the interpretation is completely the opposite. And saying, yes, these are prehistoric hominids. I find that very interesting. You now have, and I'm sure that with minimal time and effort, maybe more than minimal, but not much more, I could go and find quite a few more clippings, quite a few more actual, credible newspaper reports contemporaneous to the discovery of very large skeletons in the state of Wisconsin and in a number of other states. And I just find that this topic, when it's discussed at all in whatever can be called the mainstream, is inevitably chalked up to being either a hoax or a scam or yellow journalism, so-called just a made-up story, fake news. But that doesn't match any of the circumstances surrounding the way it was reported. It was reported very matter-of-factly that it wasn't, you know, oh, look at this, this is a huge deal. There were scams. There were hoaxes. The Cardiff Giant in New York State was a statue that was planted and then dug up and discovered and attempted to be made into a tourist attraction. But that is not this. This is reported just along with all the rest of the news. And it's also reported in a way that suggests that of what happened, it is indicative of what happened, that mounds were just destroyed constantly. In the commercial development of Wisconsin, there was a lot of very short-sighted, immediate profit-driven destruction. And, I mean, at one point in time, logging companies destroyed practically all the old-growth forest in the state and had to, later, people had to painstakingly replant millions of trees because the mentality of just cut them down now, make money now, was so prevalent back then. It was the same era where a factory dumping its waste into the river was just standard business practice. It's just what you did. You've got some chemicals you got to get rid of, you just throw them in the river. That was a long time in Wisconsin. And in, honestly, that was a long time in America. That's pretty much, we did a lot of that. And the same thing applies to historical artifacts and to human remains that, you know, have huge, are significant to the people whose ancestors those remains are, the bodies of, and to archaeological and anthropological knowledge, but yet virtually no value was placed on them at all. Again, roughly 80% of the mounds in Wisconsin were destroyed. And that, you know, just because they're in the way of quote-unquote progress, we're building a road here. We're building a factory. We're building just, you know, a sidewalk. And so we just, some bones, just throw them to the side and keep going, was overwhelmingly the mentality for many years. So when I'm told that there never were any giant bones, and that was all a hoax, well, when people perpetrate a hoax, they're usually trying to get something out of it. And these news stories don't indicate anybody getting anything out of it. Nor did any of these go into some money-making enterprise. Like, the bones weren't displayed and you had to pay to go see them. None of that happened. These were just routine news stories that involved the discovery of the bones of extremely large people. But when I say extremely large, not impossibly large. We're not digging up Paul Bunyan here. These are people that are within the range of how tall people could physically be. Perhaps not the people we know today, but human beings could be of that size. And I absolutely believe that on multiple occasions, these giant bones were discovered. And here's where I have to make a little bit of a segue. I don't believe that there was a vast conspiracy to cover it up. That is, and here's one time that you're going to hear me say that there wasn't a conspiracy. I don't really think there was. If you're listening to this, you've probably heard that the Smithsonian has hidden bones, that they have skeletons they don't want anybody to know about. I don't know what the Smithsonian has. For all I know, that could hypothetically be true. But I don't think that's the norm at all. I don't think that some institution, or let alone the government, Men in Black or whomever, came and got rid of the bones, hid them, threatened people, paid people off, made them disappear. I don't think any of that happened. I think people at the time just generally didn't care. And like happened with 80% of the mounds, and that's a documented number that I'm not just making that one up. It'll be in the show notes, the sources for that. That, you know, 4 out of 5 of the indigenous mounds in Wisconsin were destroyed. And they weren't destroyed to cover something up. They were destroyed just to get what was underneath them or to build over them. And that, to me, is at least as disturbing as a conspiracy where people spirit them away. All of this that I've been citing, between 1897 and 1912. Now that's 15 years. And these reports go before and after that. Just, again, 15 years. Who's hoaxing this? Who's making this up? And for what? No, it's not a hoax. It almost certainly really happened. I will give the caveat that possibly things could be misinterpreted, but you can only misinterpret a human skeleton so much, okay? I think it's very credible that the bones of what we would call giants were discovered on multiple occasions in multiple locations in Wisconsin. Other places too, but I'm kind of focusing in on Wisconsin tonight. And I think that's a fact that gets overlooked a hell of a lot. When you look into the subject, you tend to just generally find people who have a religious argument to make. But again, the people at the time saw them as being evidence of evolution. So that's, I find that to be interesting. I guess I kind of skipped over, like, because I've been looking into this and it was something that I've been aware of. I guess I kind of skipped over the idea of the Nephilim, and everybody may not be aware of what the Nephilim are or alleged to be. They appear in the Bible, the Hebrew Bible, the Christian Old Testament, in the 6th chapter of Genesis and the 13th chapter of the book of Numbers. And they are taken by many to be the offspring of fallen angels and human women, and are described as giants in some translations. I think it's pretty clear that there were giants. In the Bible, they're mentioned as being giants. And a number of people have seized upon the discovery then of very large skeletons as proof that they must be the Nephilim. I think that's jumping pretty hard to a conclusion, but it's a fascinating subject. And the idea that there were much larger, noticeably larger people walking around in prehistory is a fascinating one. Also, not being a biblical literalist, what would the Nephilim be? People have suggested an ancient aliens answer, because, you know, somebody's always there to suggest an ancient aliens answer. But, I mean, it is a possibility that should be considered. They could be just a genetically different type of human being. There are, to put it mildly, many unanswered questions about whoever these giants were. Did they come from a lost past civilization? Whose ancestors were they? Were they just here and there a person who has giantism? We have, you know, people who have a pituitary condition in today's world, and they're not Nephilim. Okay, they're just people that have this condition. Is that what happened? You know, we don't know. There's a whole lot we don't know. And unfortunately, there's a lot we will probably never know because of the destruction of so many mounds, so much history, and so many human remains that were just treated as objects that were in the way. And that's a real tragedy. What we have left is 20%, give or take, and it's very difficult to draw conclusions when you're missing 80% of your evidence. So there's that. I wanted to also make sure to mention that the core idea when people are debunking the skeletons of giants stories. When I say stories, I mean what was reported in the New York Times. Okay, I'm not talking about something that spread by word of mouth. I'm talking these were reports that were made in the most mainstream of mainstream media. When people then seek to debunk these things and say that they never happened, they were a hoax, they were a scam, they always seem to be putting forth the idea that human remains would always automatically be of great value. And frankly, the opposite's true. In Wisconsin, tons, and I mean that actually tons, of material from the mounds was just cast aside to build things. The idea that the bones held intrinsic great value was just not the way things worked at all. And again, I'm talking in the past tense, but let's stop talking in the past tense and let's talk about 2018, when the Ho-Chunk Nation of Native Americans had to go to the Wisconsin Supreme Court in a huge lawsuit with ready-mix concrete over opening the mounds because the concrete company wanted to see what was in the mounds, and if there weren't any human remains, then they could dig for the materials beneath the mounds. The materials beneath the mounds were in their position of the company of greater value than whatever was in the mound. That idea, again, if you think it's bad in 2018, imagine what it was like in 1918, in the 1800s. Bones were just not human bones. Human bones and artifacts were just not treated like they had inherent value. This was kind of the reverse of Indiana Jones, where everything that's old is priceless. This was just get it out of the way so we can build this thing we're working on, and we don't care what it is. And I think that is the mentality that led to the destruction of so much of the Native American mounds and led to the destruction of the giant bones that were found in the mounds and were just cast aside like they just did not matter. It wasn't a conspiracy. It was worse. It was just complacency and a very close-minded, short-term, make a buck today, who cares about these relics type of mindset. And that's really how things happened. But when the big S skeptics delight in debunking the bones of giants, I believe they're being they're overlooking the facts, and they're assuming hoaxes and deception for which they have no proof whatsoever. And the proof that does exist is very much on the side of there being giant bones. The bones of people who were somewhere over 7 feet and maybe over 9 feet tall. And it leaves us with a true mystery and historical enigma that may never be solved. But I certainly think it's worth looking into, and I certainly find it absolutely fascinating. Often tragic and disappointing, but still absolutely fascinating that people found these skeletons that some of them are just very large humans. Other of them appear to be some other type of hominid. And we have the discovery, and we don't have the bones today. And a lot of times I think it was really and truly negligence rather than a conspiracy to hide them. In short, giant bones happened. Giant bones are real and should definitely be researched. And in a decent and humane and respectful way, be pursued, in my opinion, with what's remaining in the present day. So yes, tonight we talked about giant bones. Specifically, three examples from Wisconsin. Now that's only three examples in a 15-year period. So you can kind of evaluate how many there may have actually been. I leave those conclusions to the listener. This is The Weird Part. I'm Vincent Truebell. Thank you for listening, and good night.